It's Vesak Day today and happy Vesak Day to those who are celebrating. I'm sure this year's Vesak Day celebration is a much different one due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we have to remember that all these precautions are necessary for us to battle this virus and eradicate it once and for all. Despite the looming presence of a pandemic, Thailand's Erawan Shrine dancers have resumed their duties but still with their safety in mind. The shrine, which reopened on the 1st of May, required its dancers to wear protective face shields. We'd dare say that the dancers' grace and poise didn't look reduced one single bit despite their shields. Sin Chu reported that many believers have flocked the temple to make a wish of their desire. According to traditional customs, believers who visit the temple usually spend money to ask the dancers to dance a traditional Thai dance. However, due to the limited space at the shrine, dancers are unable to maintain social distance. This is what led them to wear protective face shields. Thailand, similar to Malaysia, has begun to ease restrictions with restaurants, hair salons, and even open-air markets to resume business as long as social distancing is maintained with regular temperature checks. But the Thailand government warned that if these relaxations lead to large social gatherings and an increase in cases, the restrictions will be imposed immediately. As of 6 May, Thailand has a total of 2,989 confirmed COVID-19 cases with 55 deaths and 2,747 patients have recovered. It seems like Thailand has started adapting to their new normal, and soon we will also. Let's not take the relaxations our government offered for granted. Continue to maintain social distancing and stay home if you can. Also read, newborn babies at this hospital given adorable mini face shields to protect them from COVID-19. You have reached the end of this story.